Welcome back to the Charlene Grover podcast. I'll dive right in by talking about a couple of topics which has come up in many conversations I've had. Plus, I had one person write to me about one of these topics in particular. I am very discreet and would never mention anyone's name on the air unless they came on air to speak with me and to you all. So I wanted to put that out there in case you would like to direct message me on Instagram or Facebook with a topic that you'd like me to speak on. So the first question is, I feel like my relationship with my husband is not like it used to be. He used to do so many things for me in the beginning of our relationship. He would buy me flowers, he would make the effort to make me feel special on a daily basis, he would shower me with love and affection. But as we've grown together and now have a family, it doesn't feel like he appreciates me as much as he did, or even at all sometimes. The first thing I would ask myself is, are you showering him with affection? Are you showing him love, making him feel special on a daily basis? When you both see each other after a long day, do you make the effort to ask him how his day was first? Or do you run up to him and give him a big hug and kiss first? I think first thing is first. You need to look at how you are handling the situation if you've reversed it. I mean, men are humans too, and they also have feelings. In my experience, after I had my first child, things were more difficult in my relationship with my husband because I was basically being a bitch for the first few months until I realized that even though I'm the one who had the baby, which my husband was super supportive and helpful, but even with all of that, even though I'm the one who had the baby, I felt like everything should revolve around me and the baby. So of course, without me thinking about it at the time, and not thinking about him much in the first few months of being postpartum, he was not as happy. Although he was trying his best to do whatever he could to make me and the baby happy and first priority, but I could still tell that something was not right. My experience in those first few months were pretty tough, but they were very crucial to how I was going to live my life with my husband and how no matter if we had one child or five children, my husband was going to be my first priority. And I realize not everyone agrees with me, but you don't need to. When my children go off to college, my husband and I will be alone again, and we really try our best to make sure that we make each other a priority first and take care of our relationship so that we still love and want to be with each other in 15 years. And I wish I could put a smiley face emoji here. The second question was, how can I get back to that intimacy we once had, and how do I make myself feel confident enough? And this is however you choose to think of being confident, but I'll give you my thoughts. I've heard from many people and other podcasts I listen to that many women want their men to make the first move. Well, whether it's when you like someone but want to wait for them to ask you out, or it's an intimate relationship with your spouse, a lot of this podcast has a common denominator, which is that men have feelings too, and they think we should make an effort too. When my husband and I first met, I actually asked him out, and this is how our relationship started. If you know me, I'm not the super strong personality, but I am confident in what I want and what I don't want. So if you want more intimacy in a relationship, then go for it yourself. Text your husband on your way home from work and tell him to be ready for you when you get home. Text him some sweet somethings during the day to get him excited to see you when you come home. Ask him how his day was and give him a 5-minute massage when you see him and tell him how much you appreciate him. Ask him if he needs help with anything. Give him some time to go hang out with his friends and give him some space away from the family to recharge. Because we all need a recharge, right? The point is, treat people, whether it's your husband, friend, boss, just treat people how you would want to be treated and show them what you expect without waiting around for people to do things for you. Go work out, eat healthy, be yourself, and love yourself first. It's cliche, but it's oh so true. Everyone wants the same things: to be loved, heard, accepted, and appreciated. Thanks for listening. With every good wish to you all.